see many out there. There are a hell of a lot of kids out there.
Really?
It's really worth it. They're saves.
They're really keeps on undergoing. I'm sure it's a very many out of those.
Why, they're as hard as anybody out there.
Unless there's one way out.
Maybe people just know how to run. I think people are just tired. I
was trying to see whether they're down the lawn there, but I haven't seen them there
either. Just open to anybody with it.
Yeah.
Where the hell are the tourists? Maybe it's just a double show.
Imagine they stayed very long and stuff. But there wasn't that last year, and it was cold as hell last year. Miserable day. Through all those bands on farm.
And not about next year. Should tell about next year.
One after that.
Yeah. I talked to Rogers and talked to him on the phone because he didn't have time clear. He's leaving tomorrow for Costa Rica.
Oh yes.
For a week, so he didn't understand. Well, he wants to see you before he goes.
Yeah.
It's kind of committed. And I've got into these points with him. And he completely agreed that he should say something on Vietnam so that I don't have to.
And particularly on Yost before.
Also on Yost. He said he was concerned. He agreed with the points on Yost. I went through.
He realized that I'm going to be hit with it Friday. You told him.
Hey, that's right.
You're going to get it.
I think we can get him to say something before he goes on that. But he said he wanted to talk to you.
He leaves tomorrow.
Yeah. Then, on Vietnam, he said that he ought to do next week when he gets back. And he said maybe he should testify in a public session up there, which is what they wanted to do. And hit back, he said that he was just absolutely balls out on that one. There's no, he was obviously shook by the Yost thing. That obviously bothered him.
Because he sort of felt that man, he recommended him.
But on Vietnam, he wasn't bothered at all. And he said, you know, we've got everything on the right side on that one. So there's no reason why we shouldn't hit it hard.
All that. So he's,
what time should we see him today? 2:30.
This 12 meeting I can pass.
Well, yeah, or you can do it, see him late this afternoon, which is what he thought might be best.
Oh yeah, he's got a heavy schedule tomorrow. 5:00.
Doing 5. All right with you. I think that's better for him.
Mine.
Well,
said he hadn't had any reply to that. Roger, so there's no reason why he should have.
is our plan? To do the editors on Friday and then do the press on Wednesday. So, don't you agree?
I think probably so.
Catch them Wednesday before the other stuff. See what. This is the Wednesday afternoon.
And that really won't take much more.
Well, just take a brief brush operation, yeah, because we'll have it pretty much in mind. So.
Every 3 or 4 weeks, 10 to 15 minutes in length.
doing it to specific groups, that it should be done to specific subjects. In other words, we shouldn't do a radio talk to farmers, or a radio talk to youth, or a radio talk to women. But rather should do, and he's got a series of kinds of things that, like the dignity of work, leisure in America, how should America grow, a talk to prisoners, which would be a different kind of thing, but where you do directly talk to prisoners, the reform movement in America, thing on fatherhood, the state of the arts, concept of the presidency, 5 years to the bicentennial, which we tied 4th of July. And that sort of thing was so easy that I don't mind doing anything if they just write me. Would you like them to start working on?
No, just get me speeches in
place. They've got ideas on you.
Start out with a good one.
Start out with a good one.
So that like a radio fire site.
Those who saw you on TV, 35. Those who heard or read about it, 24. Those who didn't see, hear, or read about it. favor of retiring the director, 60%. And the Democrats, only 45% of the Republicans. Even among Republicans, however, there's a balance in favor of retiring, 45-41. Then, says the Cali affair, which has helped to harden attitudes on Vietnam, may well also have contributed to the high interest level in the president's Wednesday TV report. Thus, what seemed to be a serious threat less than 10 days ago seems to have turned to advantage by the president's response. The president made good use of the opportunity with a convincing presentation that seems to have taken off some of the heat, at least temporarily. He's going to face a big drop.
I put a couple of notes on it, so I'll take care of that. So that I show that
I don't see how he can do that.
I mean, he can't revise his views
unless he's, what he needs is credibility. Well, he may revise his views on a few things in order to build his credibility and say, I'm happy to see some of these things have worked, but, and then go to something.
Or he could say, it's working, we've got to get the hell out. Good day. Very soon, I guess we can't do it till they get back, to have that meeting with the Nixon lawyer.
Because Knob Sticker, of course, keeps grinding. Keeps your stuff going out. He's not getting a lot of bigness. Game. Five times the stuff that O'Brien's getting. Which is pretty good, considering we're on the inside.